Okay, welcome to the Dutch King podcast. Today, Tommy Souza, I saw him on Instagram. He's a filmmaker. He's also a visual effect and a photographer. So what's up, Tommy?
Hi, nice to be here. Nice to talk to you, Mark, finally. Like, I also love your work, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just kind of talked briefly, but I know that you're really into film.
Yeah.
So what got you into that? Did you go to school or?
No, all by myself.
Oh, okay.
All
and
by
you just
myself.
Like movies and you wanted to make movies?
I bought camera and I did my thing and here from that is contact. So I did my thing and now I'm going up. So it's great.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, I saw you on Instagram. Fucking amazing, amazing work, man. We shoot a lot of same model.
Yeah, I know we do, huh? Yeah, I mean Montreal's not too big of a city, so I feel like, especially if people work in photography and filmmaking, you're gonna run into the same people.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're gonna start. Where are you from? You're from Montreal or no?
No, I'm from the U.S. I moved here about almost 3 years ago from Los Angeles.
Okay.
I work in visual effects as my day job, as a visual effects coordinator for movies.
Yeah.
So I came here to work on X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Then I stayed to work on Sonic the Hedgehog, and I just finished Suicide Squad, which should come out. Well, they just finished all the visual effects stuff. Hopefully, I think it's this year. I'm not really sure.
Not the first one. The last one they make, huh?
The new one. It's with James Gunn is directing it.
Yeah, it's going to be better, I think.
Oh, it's going to be way better.
Yeah.
That's because the whole reason they're rebooting it, because the first one sucked, kind of.
Yeah.
So that was
Sorry, the trailer was better than the movie.
Trailer, yeah, sometimes that's how it is.
Yeah,
sometimes, you know, for trailers they really pick the best things and then the movie sucks.
Yep.
But it was a fun movie to work on, and right now I'm currently working on a Marvel TV show that'll be on Disney Plus this summer.
Oh, nice. And you do all the visual effects?
I don't want to reveal it yet just because of secret stuff, but
I know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna working on a movie set too this summer, and I can reveal. So,
yeah, all the NDA stuff, but I've been loving Montreal so far, and this is where I started to do my portrait photography.
Okay,
was in Montreal, and it was my friend started doing it, and that's kind of what led me to want to do it, I needed a creative outlet.
Yeah.
You know, like I do get to work on movies, like cool movies and stuff, but it's more of coordinating, managing stuff. So my actual day job isn't as creative as I'd like it to be. And that's kind of what led me into doing portrait photography.
Yeah, and you mix portrait photography with your visual effect.
Yeah.
So you have your own style. Because of that.
Yeah, I do think a lot of my style comes from just my love of movies.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of books and you know, just my own imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first started, I tried to, like, you know, imitate other photographers.
Yeah.
You know, pretty basic stuff, like you know, girls in front of flowers and stuff. And that kind of, like, made me get better at editing and learn Photoshop, because I mostly use Photoshop for all my stuff.
Okay. Not so much Lightroom?
I do Lightroom for, like, my final kind of touching up the colors.
Okay, yeah.
So I have some presets that I always use, but all the work that I do is in Photoshop.
Yeah. I think we all start here where we kind of... doing the same photo over and over, and now you get tired of that, and you create your own style with the years, I think.
Yeah, no, I do, just for myself. I think it was a good foundation just to try and copy other photographers. I think it's at least for photographers that are learning to edit on Photoshop, mm-hmm. to learn how to dodge and burn or do frequency separation or even just color grading and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I would suggest YouTube is actually a really great source for learning everything.
Yeah,
everything's on YouTube.
Yeah.
you can learn everything basically.
Yeah.
And then it comes, after you do that, then it comes down to you just being creative yourself and doing mm-hmm. your own thing with the stuff that you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your journey since the beginning? I mean, you go to school in Los Angeles, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So my story is I did theater in high school.
Okay.
Which got me into writing and directing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college after high school as a film major. Yeah. That was my major. And I I really wanted to direct films. That was my goal. I wanted to be like, you know, whatever, the next P.T. Anderson or whatever. Yeah, you know, just whoever.
What is your favorite director? Sorry.
Oh, my favorite director. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. That's so tough because there's so many good directors. I mean, like sometimes they make one movie and then that's it, like, you know. But that's a tough one. I mean, yeah, I could say whatever, Scorsese, Spielberg, blah blah, Inarritu, you know, whoever. I just like good movies. Like, you know, sometimes I see a good movie and it's an unknown director. So
yeah.
And they make good shit. And now, especially because we live in COVID times, it's a little bit more difficult to make movies, but people are still doing it.
I like the director from Shazam.
Shazam, you
know?
Yeah.
Shazam, yeah, because this guy, it's Mark, is it Mark? I don't remember his name, but this guy starred on YouTube, make a short film with his wife.
Okay.
And I think it's James Wan from
James Wan, yeah.
James Wan, yeah, director of Aquaman and Conjuring.
Yep. Yep.
I think he saw him and he offering to come to LA to work on a bigger set. So
okay.
Yeah, it's all right, pretty good. Cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
And so just to kind of segue into, I did live in LA before mm-hmm. here. And I moved to LA. Basically, my timeline is I went to school in Santa Barbara. I went to graduate school in mm-hmm. San Francisco, where I studied. I got my master's in film directing. And then I moved to LA to try and, you know, get my shit together.
Yeah.
And LA is it's a beast. You know, you're in there. There's a bunch of people trying to do the same thing you are.
Yeah,
But it's also a really great place to connect with people.
Yeah,
and I made a couple of short films and music videos there, and it is a really good. It's a city that just is full of artists. You know,
it's a good way to learn, no?
Yeah, but I will say that if you want to be an artist in any way, musician, photography, filmmaker, actor, whatever, like LA is a really good starting point, but I wouldn't say that you have to live there.
Okay.
But it depends on what you want to do. You know, like if you want to be an actor, then maybe, but if you want to be like a filmmaker,
not
then
really.
You can just kind of be wherever. You just make a movie and then, you know, it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
Especially because of COVID, it's a little harder to shoot.
Yeah.
And all in the US. I know Atlanta is really, really big for filmmaking and acting and all that. Like Atlanta is kind of the second LA.
Yeah. You also Vancouver is a great city for a filmmaker.
Yeah. Vancouver. And for the stuff that I do, visual effects, Montreal is actually one of the biggest places.
That's why you come here, no? Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I came here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just I had just finished Ant-Man and the Wasp as a visual effects coordinator, and then I looked up some other stuff, and they're like, "Hey, do you want to move to Montreal, work on X-Men?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course, that sounds cool." And also, like, Trump is president, so I was like, "This is great timing." I don't want to be in the U.S. right now, so
yeah, it's more safe. I'm gonna say it like that: more safe here than the U.S., especially when Trump was president.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy last few years in the U.S. So I think I had the opportunity and I took it, and I'm glad. And Montreal actually has so much opportunities for people that want to do video games or visual effects or I mean, just film, like and also photography. That's what.
Yeah. It's a great place for photography over there.
Yeah. I mean, I started to, so that's what kind of got me into doing photography. My friend, who blew up like crazy on Instagram and Twitter, mm-hmm. or TikTok and everything, but he's the one that kind of got me into it. And it was a way to like do it really cheap, but have really cool ideas to have just pictures. Instead of shooting a whole entire short film, yeah. I could take like one image and make it look like it was in a movie or something.
Yeah.
For like nothing. Didn't, yeah. You know? And that's kind of what got me into it. I was like, oh, I can just take really cool images of whatever I want and make it kind of look like a movie and not have to spend a few thousand bucks on a short film. Although I would like to go back into making movies again.
Yeah, I mean, it's more easy to take photography than shoot a film. I can tell you.
Yeah, that. You don't really need a team of people, but I will say that I do miss working on set and working with a team of people. Like, that's, I think the beauty of filmmaking is you are collaborating with so many different departments and you're making this really cool thing. Like for photography, like, it's great. You have an idea, you shoot, you edit, boom, and that's like it's just yourself and the model.
Yeah.
But for filmmaking, like, you got a team of, you got sound, you got editing, you got music, you got acting, you got directing, like everything, right? Which is like why I think it's the best art out there. Because it combines everything. Production design, like everything, right? Like, so it's to me, filmmaking, films are what led me into portrait photography. That's the reason I do it, yeah.
Is it a main goal to come back to filmmaking? Is it your goal to directing, yeah?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or, yeah. So I think one day you're going to directing again, no? Yeah.
Yeah, I just, it was weird because I had a big crew of people. I'd made a short film. Oh, I sent it to you, that
horror. Yeah, you sent me the, wow, what a film. I showed the footage here on the podcast, sure. Because it's great. I have the in my email, so I'm gonna show him on the podcast.
Okay.
So.
I made that. It cost me about $2,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, and that includes, you know, we did the casting. We had a bunch of actors come in, and we used the casting website in LA, one of the main ones. I'm sure I haven't shot a short film here in Montreal, but I'm sure you have a similar website for getting actresses and actors.
You can have it on Facebook too, audition and all this thing. It's very easy in Montreal to get people.
Yeah. So we did that. We did a casting thing. And honestly, that's one of my favorite parts of making a movie is having these people come in and really giving it everything. You know, they even bring props sometimes and stuff. Like, it's, and they memorize all the lines. I will say it is interesting when you are casting for someone that doesn't have any lines.
Yeah.
'Cause like, so for example, in my little short horror film, I had the mom, right? She has no lines really, except for like on the beach, but that was all improv.
Yeah.
But she has no lines, but I still had people audition, you know, but I would give them, you know, like a spec monologue or something, or like something small, just so I could see like what they could do. But that's that. I think that process of making a movie is one of my favorite parts, is the casting, because you really get to choose, and it's like, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it's like Tinder, but you know, you find the right one, and you're like, yeah, man, that's
it's better than Tinder. I'm sure.
Yeah, but yeah. It's kind of like that. You know, you get a bunch of people, and they really work hard for it. They even dress up, and it's
yeah. Sometimes it's just feeling too. When you find the actress and the actor, it's just a feeling.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is about who they are as a person and their talents, you know, and also what they look like. Because that is a big thing about casting, is sometimes, and especially if you're casting for like a family.
Yeah.
Like what I did for my short horror thing, like, I found some great people, but they didn't look like they belonged together in a family, which sucked. I was like, oh, so, you know, I'd write like a thing. I'd say like, oh, you know, you were amazing or whatever. And just kind of, I mean, that's kind of what it is, right? Like, you could get some amazing actors, but they really just don't look the part. So unfortunately I have to say like, I'm sorry, but I'd love to work with you in the future. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it also comes down to like their, like it was the family that I did for my short horror film, they were all white. So like I had other people that auditioned that weren't white and they were even better. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't match up with the story. So
Yeah, we have to match with the stories and take the better talent for what you're doing. So
Yeah. I mean, that's the hard thing about doing family stuff. It's like, okay, well, if you hire like the dad or whoever the main character is, then they kind of got to match, and then the children kind of got to look like they could actually be their kids, you know, that kind of stuff.
What kind of movie you want to shoot in the future? Horror, thriller?
I mean, well, I've actually written a few scripts. I've started writing two features. One is it's a thriller drama.
Yeah.
So like it's like a kidnapping, you know, middle of like some small town thing. And so I'm still writing it, and I'd kind of like to do that. So it would be I mean, my favorite stuff is like, I love thriller, I love horror. I mean, drama should be in everything anyways. Yep. Even comedy. Drama is just a basic thing, right?
In every drama we have comedy, so
yeah, like, you know, every movie, even if it's labeled a comedy, it has drama in it. So I would say that I really like thriller horror stuff.
Yeah,
like if I were to make a movie, Hereditary I think was like really really awesome.
Fuck yeah. Yeah,
so that's the kind of movie that I would make, like Hereditary.
That director is so dope.
Yeah.
Midsommar.
Yeah. I liked Hereditary more because I really love weird haunted house shit and just the way that he did, like, I mean, when that girl's head got fucking, I was like, whoa.
Sorry for the spoiler, but you gotta see this movie.
Yeah, and it was also just the character development, like the mom, you know, and it was the same mom from The Sixth Sense, right? So she already had that, like,
favorite movie of all time. My favorite director is M. Night Shyamalan. So,
oh, okay, yeah, so man, he's awesome. Did you see? He just did something recently. Oh, The Servant.
Yeah, I see. I saw it. Yeah, the final episode is tonight on Apple. So,
oh wait, oh, the second season. Okay, I just watched
the second season. Yeah.
Okay, I watched the first season. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it was like, you don't know. You know, like, what is this chick? Like, is she some part of... I mean, you probably know more than I do, because I just watched the first season.
Okay, yeah. It's a long-term trailer horror, and even on the end of the second season, you don't know yet, so...
Okay.
So that's
cool. I do have a really good idea for a short film that I've wanted to make for a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to say the story here.
Don't say it. Yeah. Don't say
but it's cool, and I'm down to make it sometime. I can tell you on the side, and I'd be super down to do it, and you can tell me if you want to do it.
Yeah. for sure I want to work
in. And it's not even that many actors. Sure. It's like three actors.
Yeah.
And in a house. That's it. So location and stuff's like not hard to do.
What I like about you is you like dark thing too. You're darker. Darker soul. I like dark things.
Yeah, man, I do too. I just think it's more interesting. I don't know. And I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Pixar stuff. I love whatever. Yeah. You know. But yeah, my personal style of things is a little dark. Yeah, I like I like horror stuff. You know, I like, especially if I can integrate that into my photography. Mm-hmm. You know, like whatever it is, something simple, but. I'm kind of excited to see how my skills will evolve like in 5 years from now, mm-hmm. in Photoshop, but hopefully I can just like make whatever I want.
Yeah.
All my ideas that I have. Cause some of the ideas I have, it's really hard to put in a Photoshop now, even though some people are like, I do tutorials and stuff. But I feel like I'm intermediate. I'm not like the best, you know. I love to like just know how to do everything.
Yeah, but you have fun to do it, so whatever, you have fun to do it, you have talent, you're doing great work. And and funny story is I shoot a girl, I think it's 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you shoot the same girl in the same day, and she said to me, I'm gonna shoot today with Tommy. I said, Tommy Souza? I said, yeah. She said, yeah. Oh my god, you're gonna love the photo. You know him? You know him? Nope. But I saw the photo,
I know. I saw your recent stuff. She's really cool. No, I mean, that's why I love Montreal. It's like a small kind of community, especially of artists, and it's a really great way to connect with people. Especially actors, actresses, photographers, directors. Like, I'm doing a shoot tomorrow that should be pretty cool. I mean, if you want to go, you can.
Oh yeah, where?
It's at 4 p.m. and the person that's setting it up, it's like this. It's the coolest location. Okay. It's like someone's apartment, but they got like upside down crosses and shit and like weird shit on their walls. So I'm trying to do like some like devil-y stuff, right?
Oh fuck yeah.
Like some kind of like whatever exorcist stuff or whatever. But they kind of have a story, so it's gonna be, I think there's gonna be someone else that's like shooting a short film at the same time.
Wow.
So if you want to go,
we're gonna talk about it.
It's gonna be at 4 p.m. It's gonna be at 4 p.m. and you're totally welcome to come.
We're gonna talk him off cam.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, but I'm just saying it'll be cool.
It's not for you people. It's our secret now.
Yeah, man. So yeah, did you have any other questions?
Yeah. What exactly do you work on your daily job?
On my daily job, well, I'm more of a producer, I would say. Okay. I manage artists. For these big movies, but it's visual. So actually my job isn't visual effects in that I'm making the visual effects.
Okay.
I'm more of managing all the people that do it. So people actually get confused when they see my photography because they're like, oh, you do all this stuff. And I'm actually more of a producer.
Okay.
Like managing people, scheduling stuff. It's still very creative. Like today, you know, I'm always in meetings with the directors and the storyboard artists and all these really, really creative people, the editors and everything. And I'm like the like a producer. I'm like making sure stuff's getting done on time, just managing stuff, scheduling stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And which is I've been doing this for 6 years and it brought me to Montreal. It's been a really awesome job and I get to work on pretty cool projects. Yeah.
Yeah. You work on X-Men, I think Witcher too.
I worked on Witcher for like a month. I mean, I don't know if you have IMDb, but if you IMDb'd me, I started off doing television actually. So When I first started, I was a production assistant.
Okay.
On reality shows in LA. Really, really awful shit. It was like awful. I worked on Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. Hopefully you never heard of that. But if you did, then I'm sorry.
No.
It's not the greatest show ever, but it was a really good way to meet, you know, other people that work on sets. I met a lot of people from being a production assistant. Mm-hmm. I met a lot of camera people, a lot of lighting people, a lot of it was actually a really good way in LA to meet people was through being a production assistant. Okay. I highly recommend anyone that wants to go into the film industry to start as a PA for shows like that, or like whatever, like to be a PA, to start from the very bottom is the best way to learn what it feels like to be on set. And you know what I mean? Like that, I think, is the best way to learn when you're starting out. Yeah.
Start from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Start from the bottom, man, and get to the top. But yeah, like definitely start from the bottom and you meet so many people that way. Other production assistants, but you also meet like camera guys, like so many other people that are in the, that's the best thing about making a movie is there's all these departments that are, I've met so many people that were PAs that wanted to do camera stuff that they eventually started doing production design because they really liked actually building sets and making all the cool stuff that's around. Like they liked that more and they learned it through being a PA. Yeah.
Do you meet a director, actor, actress in Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for one thing, I mean, that's one thing about being in LA. That you do get to meet some people. Mm-hmm. I went to the Cannes Film Festival in France.
Wow.
7 years ago, and I met there was like, I went to a bar, I was really drunk, met like Ryan Gosling, but also I was it was like part of this little program. It depends on where you are. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I know a lot of people move to LA or wherever because they want to see all the stardom and all the famous people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. But then after that, it's like, you know, it kind of just becomes like, all right, there's that, you know, famous person. That's cool. But hopefully that's not the reason people want to get into the industry.
I hope so.
But yeah, when I first met a few famous people, I was very starstruck, you know.
Who do you meet?
I met Ryan Gosling, I met Paul Rudd when I worked on Ant-Man. I met
The question we all want to know, because all the people following me know that I'm a big Jennifer Lawrence fan. Because she's beautiful and talented. Do you meet her? No, do you meet her?
I don't know, man. Wish.
Okay. I love Jennifer.
If I did, I would have asked her out or something.
Yeah.
You know, she seems like a really friendly, cool girl. Like, and especially for like someone that got famous so young.
Yeah.
You know, she's got like a whole, like that must be super hard on her.
They play.
And
some
honestly,
different...
I don't even know what she's been doing the last couple of years. I don't think she's really been in anything for the last.
I think she have a show with DiCaprio's coming to Netflix.
Actually, I was working on that movie for 1 month.
Yeah,
it's a space movie. Yeah, I was working on that. I switched jobs though.
Okay.
On purpose, I wanted to just not work at the company anymore. But I was working on that movie. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I won't then. But yeah, it is that movie that you were talking about right now. So it's like, it's Leo, it's Jennifer Lawrence, it's Adam McKay is directing it.
Coming to Netflix, I think, at the end of the year, no?
Yeah, that's the movie that I actually left. I chose to leave it. And it wasn't because I didn't like the movie, it was just because I wanted to. I didn't really like the job that I had there.
Okay.
It's it was a cool job, but I just finished Suicide Squad. Then they put me on this Leo movie, mm-hmm. and I was like working in assets, which is in visual effects. It's like you get these, they basically, how it works is they like kind of film everything, or they give mm-hmm. you stuff like 3D on a computer, and yeah. you like have to like, yeah. And I was like, I don't really want to do that. That sounds kind of stupid. But I mean, the movie was cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of I don't know. I don't want to say that I'm going to regret dropping out of that, but it was a really cool cast. I'm sure it's going to get nominated for a bunch of awards.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want to do that job. Like my job that I have now, it's more, I'm more involved in the creative mm-hmm. process.
Yeah, you're like, right. You got to do it for you. So whatever, who's gonna work on the movie, you gotta do it for you. It's your job, it's you first. So
yeah,
whatever DiCaprio, which is like is there or not.
Yeah, no, I mean it's kind of, I don't want to like, but yeah, I decided to not work on that movie just because of the job that I had there, you know. It was like, it's still a cool movie. I mean, yeah. It's Leonardo DiCaprio and all these like amazing people.
If you put his name on this show, is going to be a great show. Yeah, a movie. Yeah, not a show,
I know.
Show,
well, that was yeah. the thing. I decided, like, I was like, I could put my name on the credits. My name would be on the credits, but mm-hmm. I decided I'd rather do something where I was more involved in the
yeah.
in the meetings and in the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel like that way for this movie, and that's actually kind of why I left, because I felt like I was just. I don't know, doing like data entry, basically. They would send us stuff, and that's a whole nother subject, is just the pipeline of visual effects,
because
mm-hmm. there's a huge pipeline. Basically, it starts off with like, I'd say there's like seven different departments of
okay.
visual effects, and I don't have to get into the specifics, but
yeah, it's more technical for now.
Very technical stuff, but but yeah, I wanted to do something more, you know, I was involved in it more.
Okay. I'm going to finish with two last questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, tell me three of your favorite movie. Now, top three.
My top three favorite movies?
Yeah, top three favorite movie.
Okay, God.
I know it's hard.
Fuck. Oh man, I'm like running through all the movies in my head right now. Okay, well, these might right at this moment in time right now, then this is my favorite movies.
Okay.
But I don't really have like a list. I really like The Professional.
Okay.
Leon the Professional. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
That movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I liked it because it was like, I don't know, like it was the coolest like anti-hero person, because he's like a hitman, and he also had to take care of this little girl and stuff, and he had this little plant and stuff. I don't know, like, and it really had a really good characterization of this person. Like you like sympathize with him, even though he was like a retiring hitman. So I did like that movie a lot.
We're getting a lot of anti-hero right now, huh? It's like a superhero, but a lot of anti-hero right now, I think.
Yeah, well, I do like that, because they're like not super good, right? Mm-hmm. They're not just like, which is, I mean, okay, my favorite superhero, which is, I think, most people's, is Batman. I mean, I do love Batman, because mm-hmm. He doesn't really have superpowers, right? He just is a rich dude.
What is your favorite Batman movie?
Oh man!
Because I have debate.
I probably say either Batman or Batman Returns, like the Tim Burton ones.
Yeah, that's great. Me too. Batman Returns, my favorite.
Yeah, man, I love Batman Returns.
Yeah,
the
mood.
All
the
clowns are popping out, and they go down to like the basement with the Penguin and shit. Like, I think that was so cool. Tim Burton's Batmans are like amazing.
The great years of Tim Burton, because now is.
Getting, oh, now he just does like Disney worse. Stuff. Yeah, sadly, which is unfortunate, because when he was doing his original stuff, like Edward Scissorhands, and mm-hmm. when he wrote like Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, I don't know, it was like really, really original, cool. And he did it from his imagination. Like he went to a college in California where he was an artist, like an animator.
He worked for Disney.
Yeah, well, now he does. Yeah, now he's just been doing a bunch of Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't know. He's old. I don't know. I don't know how that shit works.
Yep.
All right. What's your? Sorry, I didn't answer. Well, I would say okay. And that's really hard, man, because there's so many fucking movies from forever. So.
And different genre too. So we got horror, we got thriller, we got drama.
I mean, for horror, I would say my recent horror would be like the Hereditary director. Yep. I think he's gonna go very far. I really love It Follows too. I thought that was such a good indie horror film, and they did it so well because the idea was really cool. And maybe everything wasn't like hashed out all the way, but I thought they just made it really cool, like 80s, like The Guest. I don't know, have you seen The Guest?
I don't think so, no.
Oh shit, watch that. It's cool.
The Guest? Okay.
The Guest. It's awesome. There was kind of this whatever I want to call it, like a rethink of like 80s theme stuff, 80s music, 80s slasher stuff. Like, I thought it's really cool. And the colors, neon colors and stuff, like it's really cool.
Yeah.
For my favorite directors, I don't know, man. It's always changing. Okay. I can't really say.
No problem.
Yeah.
too much film. But I saw what you like, and you like Batman Returns, so I respect you for that.
All right, cool. Fuck yeah, Batman Returns,
yeah. And the last question, do you learn French since you're...
That's your last question? No, unfortunately, all the companies that I've worked at, which have been big ones, MPC and Scanline, everyone's from different parts of the world, which is amazing. So everyone speaks English as their second language or their first language. And I've been really bad at getting on top of learning French. It's also just because I work so much, and that's it. That's why.
No problem.
And I'm sorry if I spoke too fast on this for all the French speaking people, but hopefully
people understand. They watch Netflix movie and all this stuff, so they understand English, so it's okay.
Okay, cool.
If we want to follow you,
where you go? I have a website.
Yep.
And I have my Instagram. So my Instagram is at Tommy A. Souza, and my website is TommyASouza.com.
Okay. I'm gonna put the link in the description so people gonna get follow you and all.
Great.
I
will say that. For me, when I make art, it's more for, and my photography, it's more for to make art and less to get followers.
I
think like the whole idea of social media is great, and it's a great way to connect people.
Yeah.
But I also think that people should focus more on making really cool stuff.
Yeah.
That should always be the main thing. Yeah. And that's what I'll leave with you with that, is I just want to say, like,
not become famous, but work from your heart and
work from your imagination stuff. From your heart, like make cool stuff that you like to do, and I think that is going to make you happier than trying
don't do it
to
for
get
people
followers.
Don't do it for people, do it for you at first, and people will come after.
Do it to express yourself.
Yeah,
and to show people, you know, and to show people your imagination and
thank you, Tommy. That was great. It was our first time, so our first time was on the podcast. So fucking great! You're a great artist, and I love to follow you. And thank you to take your time to come on the podcast. And
thank you.
And I hope my English is not too bad.
I really appreciate it. It's nice to always talk to like-minded artists, so I'd love to work with you maybe on this short film. I'll
Yeah.
I'll message you on the side. We can do something cool.
It will be great. So we catch up later. So thank you for coming and have a great day, Tommy.
All right. You too.